Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN. And I know how
to save a life. It is always a pleasure to have a member of Chicago's finest live in studio. And the boys in blue are going to be taking on those in red. The First Responder Bowl is back. It's the CFD Blaze, the Chicago Fire, and the CPD Enforcers, the Chicago Police. Jason Slater's here representing the Chicago Police Department. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. You guys get to practice before you play this game?
We do. First and foremost, everything we do is on our own dime and time.
Yeah.
So we schedule one practice a week, about 2 hours. And
did you play in high school?
I did play in high school.
What position?
I played linebacker and defensive end.
You look like you're in pretty good shape still.
Try to.
Yeah. Because when I shook your hand, you punched me in the head. I don't know what that was about. But the guys on the team, are they mostly, you know, guys that played in high school or maybe college?
Yeah, we have guys that have played, made it to the NFL.
Oh, is that right?
Whether practice squad or not.
Wow.
Yeah. The talent level definitely is a wide spectrum. We have guys who have never played organized football in their life, and they say, hey, I'm going to go out and run around and have some fun.
Samer?
How many guys played in high school and think they're as good as they were when they were in high school?
Would it not be all of them?
I think all of us do, yeah. I think all of us think that.
And by the way, the fire department, not exactly slouches. So these guys are big and tough as well, and I'm sure a lot of them are friends of yours.
Yeah, there's a couple guys, you know, guys on our team are friends with guys on their team, and it's like any sport. You know, we can shake hands and, you know, before and after the game, but in between the whistles, it's hard-nosed football.
Where are you playing it?
We're playing over at St. Rita.
Okay. And people can get tickets how?
You can go to our website, www.cpdenforcers.com. There's a link there to purchase tickets, or you can purchase tickets up at the gate.
Where does the money go?
Money on our end, each team has their own separate charities.
Yeah.
Our charities are the Memorial Foundation, Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, and proceeds from our end are going to go to Officer Jimenez, Marmaleo, and Gary's families, yeah, who passed away last year.
Yeah, awful stories, and God bless you for helping take care of them. But that's the thing. When a brother falls or a sister, you're going to take care of their family for the rest of their life.
And that's exactly what this is about. I think it's a testament to what first responders all across the nation do. Someone's in need. We go out. We help. And this is just a platform for us to play a sport that we love, raise money, and help some people out.
So this is tonight. What time?
Tonight, 7 p.m., St. Rita.
Oh, you're going to have a great night. It's a pretty night for football.
High school, we used to wear our jerseys on game day.
a little too old.
Are the jerseys not ready yet?
No, the jerseys are ready. They're just a little too small to be wearing around.
You wouldn't take too much heat for that, I'm sure.
Okay, so you work, the police and fire work together, obviously, but now you're opposing each other on the football field. Is this like as intense as Bears Packers, or how heated is the rivalry?
It's heated. It is definitely heated. Like I said, we'll laugh, shake hands before the game, and as soon as that first whistle blows,
who's the oldest guy on your team?
We have a guy who came out this year. He is 50 or 51.
Oh wow,
pretty good shape.
Pretty good shape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys trying to tell him we're only going to put you in if we need you?
He holds his own. He holds his own.
Right. Do you scout the other team at all?
Yes, we do. The league itself, just going back. The
First Responders League?
Yeah, the National Public Safety Football League, the NPSFL. One of the things that we have.
It's so formal.
Right.
There's about 21 teams nationally, and we all use a system called Huddle. What a lot of high school kids use.
Tremendous.
And
I love the fact that you swap film.
Film gets uploaded, and we break down film.
It's HUDL. Is that
HUDL?
The one?
Yes.
Who's the coach?
Our head coach is Sergeant John Curry from the Chicago Police Department.
And Sergeant John, has he coached before?
He has coached. He's don't know exactly where what his resume is, but I know he has coached in the past. He is actually one of the founding fathers of this team.
Right. How many guys on the team?
We have just under 50 roster.
Wow. It's a big roster.
It is. It's down. My first year, this is my 10th year playing. I want to say we were in the 70s the first couple years.
Well, there's no way everybody plays if you have 70 guys.
No, it's not. And, you know, all the fundraising.
You're not handing out participation ribbons,
no,
I know, at the police department.
No, that doesn't exist.
I'm thinking like a Hard Knocks where they go over and say, sorry, we just can't use you.
Hey, bring your playbook.
Yeah. No one gets cut. Yeah. No one gets cut. Yeah. But you got to do your fundraising. And no matter what kind of money you bring in, there's no promise of play.
Do you travel for games with this league with 21 teams, right?
Yes, we do. We'll travel for two games. We'll have three home games. Having the fire department in the league is helpful because that's a home slash travel game at the same time. But yeah, this year we were down in Austin, Texas. And then just 2 weeks ago, we were out in New York for a rematch of last year's Division I championship against NYPD.
Is it co-ed?
The fire department, their first 2 years, did have a female that played, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I was a spouse of one of these guys, I'd say, okay, you risk your life and your career every day, and then you also are playing football. I might question.
Yeah, but wouldn't you also, as a spouse, say, well, it's one more day you're not dealing with the idiots on the street.
That's true.
Speaking of the idiots, where do you serve?
I work over in the 19th District.
Wrigleyville?
Wrigleyville area, yes.
Well, you're never slow this time of year.
No, it's busy once the season starts.
Yeah. So games like this, do you get a couple of days to prepare and all that? Or are you still working as well?
I'm still working. There are guys that were working last night. They're home sleeping right now. And then if today was a work day for anyone, if they had the opportunity or option to take off on their own elective time, they'd go ahead and do so.
Camaraderie, bonding, what else do you get out of this?
The camaraderie, the bonding, I mean, this is a profession where, you know, you can go anywhere. If you run into another police officer or a fireman, there's an automatic connection, conversation you can have.
Right.
You tie football into that, and it's a tighter knit family. That's the one thing about this team. We've really come together as one.
Every football team that I've ever been around always has one or two people who are a little too aggressive, and they can't seem to turn it down. You seem pretty mellow. Are you the guy that's got to go to those guys and go, dude, dial it back a second?
I sometimes have to be the voice of reason,
right.
But we have a couple, and it's in the heat of the moment. You know, the whistle blows, there's a couple pushes.
That's okay.
You know, it's nothing, just kind of pull them back. And
how come you've never called this game?
I don't know. It sounds great. What? Where do the officials come from?
They're all either IHSA or Division II NCAA.
And they're volunteers in exchange for never getting a ticket?
There's no promise of that. There's no promise of that. But it depends. The relationship we have with the officials that we use, they volunteer their time. We were just out in New York, and they pay their officials. So it depends on the relationship that you develop.
Even staying in shape, there's football muscles that you use that you don't use every day. You sore after practice?
You know, the first 2 years I played, after a game, I was sore for the better part of a week into 2 weeks.
And you can't believe it, right?
No,
you go, I'm in shape. What's this about?
Yeah, you know, one of our friends, we always laugh after a game by 9, 10 o'clock that night. He's like, oh, I feel great. I could play again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, he can't walk. So, but usually about a day or so, get a quick bounce back.
You guys go out for a few beers afterwards? You and the firemen?
Yeah, we do.
You want to reveal the place so we can all go and cheer you on?
This year, since the game is a Friday night lights mm-hmm. game, mm-hmm. We usually play on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. We have secured Firewater Saloon.
Okay.
There's a north side and a south side. Mm-hmm. So anyone that goes in there that was at the First Responder Bowl, talk to the bartender.
Yeah, and also we want to give them their props for hosting you guys.
Yeah, they've been great. We called them, and they were quick to jump on that. So,
Dave, last word for you.
Well, I wonder if from an injury standpoint, how do you guys come through this? Have you had any bad injuries?
That's a great point. Does Superintendent Eddie Johnson get involved and go, listen, you play football, it's fine, but don't be too hurt to work?
So my old boss was always on me. Every year he'd say, are you playing this year? I say, yeah. He goes, you better not get hurt. So, it comes with it. You know, we've been very fortunate. We had one of our players took a pretty nasty hit, got taken off on a stretcher.
Wow.
And everything you know, was fine in the end. But I've had shoulder surgery a few years back.
Is that right?
And it just...
You guys come to play.
Yeah. It's hard-nosed football. It is. It's fun. Competition level's
great. Who provides the gear?
Again, it's all up to an individual team. We went out and we purchased all of our stuff.
Is that right?
So when you sign
on... Well, guys are putting their own money out for this, too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone has to fundraise a certain amount. New players have to pay a club fee that goes to the team.
CBDEnforcers.com is the website. The fire department obviously has a website as well, and they have their own charity for this. Again, where's your money going?
Our money is going to the three officers, Marmaleo, yep, Jimenez, and Gary.
But their families.
Our main ones are the Memorial Foundation, Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, and the Police Chaplains Association.
Well, you're good men and women, and we appreciate it. Before I let you go, we're getting into the summer.
Yes.
And I'm one of those people, and I think most right-thinking people, we worry about you guys out there, and we respect how tough your job is. If especially, I think about Wrigleyville. If you come upon somebody and you have to ask them a few questions, and whatever the case may be, what's the right response?
We're not out here to hurt anyone or ruin anyone's day. If there's a question that we're going about, there's a reason that we're asking that question. So if you can, just answer it as much as you might not want to and
right,
be on your way.
Yeah. And my personal opinion is if you limit your cursing and if you limit your idiot behavior, you're probably not going to have a problem.
You probably won't.
See how that works out? Isn't logic funny?
Yes.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Of course, we're pulling for the fire department as well, but we like you best because you came in and saw us.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Take care of that family, officer. Nice to see you.
Same to you.
Jason Slater, Officer CPD, CPDEnforcers.com. And let's plug the fire department as well, Sandberg. Get me their information.